reports of sporadic firing during the night, but in general, the situation remained calm. Ambassador Bennett has come in with a country team recommendation on broadening the base of the junta. They recommended that two civilians be added to work with the junta in order to broaden it. Ambassador Martin had a conversation with Boss yesterday, which indicates that he is in a present state of intransigence and irrationality. And, at the request of Ambassador Martin, contacted one of his sources within the rebel leadership and found that most of the top leaders are dispirited and searching about for a means of leaving the movement if their safety could be assured. The OAS Commission has shifted its attitude of yesterday after a talk with Carmagno. They have now fastened on the idea of drafting a new ceasefire agreement. The embassy comments that they do not see any prospects that the commission will make recommendations for additional forces in time for the OAS session today. The U.S. combat forces in the Republic now total 13,597, 5,537 additional Marines and Army personnel are scheduled to arrive through the next 2 days. U.S. military forces are participating in the daily distribution of food and medical supplies in support of Mr. Solomon's U.S. relief efforts. And films of the U.S. humanitarian effort are aboard a Navy aircraft, which was due to land at Andrews Air Force Base this morning, but it has been delayed and will arrive later on this morning. And the casualty figures remain at 6 killed, 43 wounded in action, and one drowned, one Navy personnel drowned. Total of 3,150 persons have been evacuated from the Republic, of which 1,897 are Americans, and the evacuation efforts continue. Ambassador Bennett comments in the cable this morning that former Ambassador Martin's statement of yesterday that rebel movement is dominated by Castro elements has defined our position here in terms which cannot be misinterpreted.
And what?
Defines our position in the Dominican Republic in terms which cannot be misinterpreted. And in the Security Council yesterday, the USSR and Cuba attacked our position while we defended it, and discussions will resume at 3 p.m. today. The OAS meeting of foreign ministers unanimously adopted a resolution urging all member countries to provide relief supplies and train personnel for the Dominican Republic. To date, only Costa Rica and Honduras have given serious consideration to dispatching military units to the Dominican Republic. And that's about it, sir.
What about Vietnam?
In Vietnam, there were 10 U.S. aircraft flew armed ground reconnaissance missions today. Two special strike aircraft were also launched to strike a 40-car railroad train. The train was trapped and demolished. The 10 reconnaissance aircraft have been recovered. The two strike aircraft have not yet been recovered. 28...
What does that mean?
We haven't got a report in yet, sir, that they are aboard the aircraft carrier.
It means they lost?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. We just, they were late strikes and we haven't gotten them all back yet. They struck the railroad car several times. Now, 20 U.S. Air Force and 8 Vietnamese Air Force launched a strike on the Vinh Linh barracks. We haven't results of this raid yet either. Now, 28 U.S. Air Force aircraft launched an attack on the Zom Rung ammunition depot, and results haven't come back yet on that one. And that's about all for Vietnam, sir.
Okay, thank you.